Next patient was Claudia Archer. Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R. Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R. Date of birth is 2/27/45. Date of visit 10/10/23. Please make copy for George Erringer. E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R. Erringer. George. E-O-R-G-E. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear George, thank you for sending Claudia Archer for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and cough. Next paragraph. This is a 78-year-old female who has a prior history of COVID-19 pneumonia approximately 2 years ago, has been experiencing shortness of breath. And cough, but no chest pains and no fevers or chills. The patient has some wheezing, and she has been on a albuterol inhaler. For wheezing. The patient's most recent chest CT without contrast on 9/19/23 showed mosaic perfusion with suggestion of small airway disease, which had improved from a previous CT. There was some scarring and atelectasis in the left upper lobe. And a small left effusion. There were scattered mediastinal nodes measuring up to 9 millimeters. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included C-spine fusion. She also had a stent placed in her SVC. And she has had a permanent pacer placed and revised due to pacemaker space infection. The patient had previous history of pneumonia and COVID-19 pneumonia. And she has hypertension, hypothyroidism, chronic kidney disease, and diabetes mellitus. There's a history for carpal tunnel repair times two. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Drank alcohol in the past, but not recently. Next paragraph. Medalist included allopurinol 100 milligrams daily and Cymbalta 30 milligrams BID, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Famotidine 20 milligrams HS, Lysix 20 milligrams daily, and Glumetza 1000 milligrams daily, Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams a day, and Norvasc 5 milligrams daily, Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, and Aldactone 100 milligrams a day. Next, allergies, penicillin and Cipro. And Tramadol and Celexa. Next paragraph. Let's see, family history. Father died of a bacterial infection. Mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has arthritis and muscle stiffness. She has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She has easy bruising. She also has some fatigue, and she had cataracts. Denies glaucoma. She denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. And no urinary frequency or flank pains. Next paragraph. A physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, but has mild pelvic edema. Blood pressure 130/80. Blood pressure 130/70. Pulse is 82, respirations 20, temps 975, weight is 176. And saturation is 98. On room HGNT, anomphalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions, scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, and occasional crackles of the lung bases. Heart sounds irregular, on an S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no regard. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Skin revealed pigmentation of the skin at the lower extremities. And peripheral pulses are diminished. Next, neurologically, there are no focal deficit identified. Next, paragraph impression number one is COPD and chronic bronchitis. And number two is degenerative arthritis. Number three, depression. Number four, diabetes mellitus. And number five is hypertension. Number six, hypothyroidism. And please add atrial fibrillation, number 7. And next, next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And she will Continue with the ventral and HF inhaler, 2 puffs. QIDPRN. And CBC complete metabolic profile has been ordered. The patient was advised can you also add in the final diagnosis number 6 is possible pulmonary fibrosis. Okay, and the plan also order ventral and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And she will come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Copy of her recent labs will be obtained, and she was also advised to get CBC, SED rate, ANA, RA factor. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks, and I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Erringer, Dr. George Erringer, MD, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R, George. MD. Thank you for this consult. This is Dr. D'Souza.